Only Memhe Beis. Omer Rabba Bar Bechana Omer Rabbi Yechon. It's about a little less than halfway down the page. Omru, which means that they say in the Beis Medrash, and the Bar is going to discuss later on, if he's saying that because he feels this is the halacha, or he's saying this because he's saying that's what they say, but he disagrees with it. But anyway, they say in the Beis Medrash, halacha krib shimin. We pass like Reb Shimon that there's no issue of muksa. And we amar Reb Yerchon and Hachid is Reb Yerchon and say the lachas like Reb Shimon that there's no din of muksa. V'habo'a minei ha'usaba. Somebody asked from Reb Yerchon on that elderly gentleman, Keruya, v'amar lo Saruya, either from the city of Keruy or Saruy, Reb Yerchon, he asked Reb Yerchon, you have a nest, which the place where the hen will sit. You're allowed to move that was meant to hold the egg. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos or not. It's obviously only made for the hen to sit on, and therefore it's muksa. So apparently he does hold the muksa. Samura says no. Hachav b'mayaskin and the isbe efroyach mace. There was a dead chick in it. Samura says honicha lamar baramei mar mishmei derava. The amr mboida hayur b'shimin v'alechaim shemesu shasurin. That Rav Shimon agrees that Baalei Chaim, which is the beginning of Shabbos, were alive, and he had no intentions for using them for meat for his animals, to feed his animals, his dogs. So even Rav Shimon agrees that Baalei Chaim, which is Bechlal, they weren't armed for the purpose, they're armed when it's alive to use for humans, and now that it's changed and it's being used as meat for animals. So he has no das for that. Even if Shimon agrees he has no das for that, and then it's muks. So here I agree that Efrech Meis is muks. Ella, we have this in Beyim. Lamar Bered Rav Yosef Mishmei the Rava. The second opinion, what Rava said, the Amr Cholok Hayyub Shimon Af Balechaim Shemesu Shehem Mutarim. Shimon says, even in the case there was not an Avela before Shabbos, it was not dead before Shabbos, it died on Shabbos. And in the beginning of Shabbos, it was oimid for human usage, which was not able to use on Shabbos. You can't shecht on Shabbos. And now we're changing on Shabbos. We went on Yom Tov, if I recall correctly, over there, still on Yom Tov. It's changing from being held to use for humans to be now being used for animals. She says, even in that case, that's also, he has in the back of his mind, like always of Shemeshita is, that I'm going to keep in the back of my mind any potential uses that I might have for it. So what do you tell me for Erech Shemes? So let him feed his Erech Shemes, one of his dogs. So he's not Muxa. So what'd you gain? Mike Lerman, what are you going to get and say according to him? My answer is Hacham Ayaskin and Dis Bebeya. There's an egg in it. An egg was laid on Shabbos, so it's Nerlet. So that's very nice, but that doesn't help you because Amar Reb Nachman we had at the beginning of Beit. Man de Islay Muksa, Islay Nerlet. The less Lay Muksa, less Lay Nerlet. There's even though there's could be an argument to say that Muksa is I have the item in front of me. So Reb Shimon says I keep in mind all of the potential possibilities I might have to use with this thing. So even though right now it's a non-permitted usage, I keep in mind, I'm not letting go of this thing, and therefore the back of my mind, I might be able to, therefore I can, it never loses its status of being usable if I can find a hetter way of using it. That's Rav Shimon Shita. But Nerlim, when it's not in front of me at all, at the beginning of Shabbos, or Yom Tov, so, and then it comes into being later on, so that he had no das on. It's even like Rav Shimon, that's not called, it's not ready to be used for Yom Tov. Rav Shimon agrees to the concept of a hachana that has to be prepared for before Shabbos and Yom Tov to use. He just argues, so Yehuda says, well, you designated for this. You basically removed it for out of your mind of usage. So now it's not muchen ready, it's not ready to use. Rav Shimon says, no, that's never true. But it's not here, it's not here. But Rav Nachman said that, that's not true. Rav Shimon holds the Nerla, the potential of Nerla, is also so much he keeps in mind. They go together. So what is the case over here? Apparently, again, so Moshe Peter Birchon holds that there is Muksa. More answers, no. The Ispe Beitzes Efroyach. There's an egg in there which is on its way to becoming a chick, so it's not going to be used as an egg. Not going to be used as a chick yet, because it's not ready to hatch yet. So that is a case where it's totally not usable. That even Rosh Hashanah agrees to. He also, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, but Rav Yochanan Halacha Rav Yehuda. See, he has Rav Yochanan saying Halacha like Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Levi Omer, Halacha like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Levi said, not in the name of Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Levi personally said Halacha like Rav Shimon. So now we have Rabbi Bar Bachana saying that Rav Yochanan quoted the Bnei Beis Medrash, the Halacha like Rav Shimon. We have Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef saying that the Birchon is halacha like Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef, Haino da Amr Rabbi bar Bachana. That's why Rabbi Chana was careful that Amr Birchon. He said Amru halacha like Rav Shimon, Amru b'lei l'svirle. He specifically said that the Bnei Beis Medrash, the people of the Beis Medrash, have said this, but he didn't say that was his own opinion because it wasn't his own opinion. He holds like Rav Yehuda.
Okay.
Zogt Rashi. Hacha Gassinen. Omer Rabba Barbachana, Omer Biachan, Omru Halacha Krib Shimon. That was about 15 lines down the narrow lines of Rashi. So Omru Bnei Yeshiva, the Bnei Yeshiva said that Suriya or Keruya, Hashem Akarma, there's names of the places where this Saba came from. Is it used for anything other than for the hen? Now, I think we pointed out one time that Rav Shimon agrees to klishim malach to leisur, that it's muksa, the dinim of klishim malach to leisur. Even Rav Shimon the leisur muksa agrees better because we pass it like Rav Shimon by Shabbos and we still hold a klish malach to leisur. I think Rashi is saying over here it's malach to leisur v'osur. I don't know in Rashi, at least some of the other Rishonim, you know, take issue with what Rashi is saying. They say that, or alternatively, Rashi is saying it's not really a kli and its only function is for the purpose of isur. So that's what Rav Shimon is going to agree to. That's something which is useless. That's something around. That is, Colonel Shimon, it would not be. Rashi is saying it's totally non permitted to move. That Rav Shimon doesn't hold up. Only Rav Yehuda holds that it's totally not permitted to move. And the question was to move it. Well, you can move it. According to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda, he can't. It has no other uses. It's not klishim malach to leisur. It's nothing. This beif rech meis lechazi the meichel can't eat a dead chick. Leklavim nami lechazi. You're not going to give it to the dogs. Ma'avogav the Amar Rav Shimon mechatan said nevelas neaklavim. Rav Shimon says beferish you'll have to cut up the nevel and give the nevel to the dogs to eat the dead meat. That was a case where before Shabbos it was clearly ready about to die. So then he has Das and Shabbos to use it to feed his animals. But if it's a healthy animal, no. He had no intention to give it to the dogs from before Shabbos. He had no intention to use this before Shabbos, this chick, for the klavim. It died on Shabbos. The one who said, he intended before Shabbos or Yom Tov to give it to the dogs. But avo moidahu bebalichayim, balichayim meaning klamer berbriim shemesu, healthy ones, shasurim, so that you cannot, even if Shem agrees that there are, those are yes smokes. So shaper kataratz to the shimon gufel lechosel klav. So you've given a good answer. According to shimon, this is not usable for klav. But the one who says, even if Shimon says anything, even in the case where it was healthy before Shabbos or Yom Tov and it dies, you can give it to your klavim. Make a lemer or chosel the klavim and give this chick to the klavim. Answer this: Bebeya shenol de hayom. It was born today. Reb Shimon, but not Reb Shimon agrees to know. That's not true. But Reb Nachman v'shmeita k'maisa the bebeya, that whoever holds him doesn't hold a muk, so doesn't have a problem with muk, so doesn't have a problem with noilet. Whereas this basis of Reich, Mikelav lo ochelo, Rashi has an interesting shot, Mikelav lo ochelo mishum klipa. So the dog won't eat it because of the klipa. So on the side you have your Tosha Shem that says, oh good, so take the klipa off. You know, that's the whole problem, it's just the shell, so take the shell off. I mean, so Tosha says that the basis of Reich is something along the lines of Gregor's Tzimukim, that it's like totally removed from the mind, like I was telling you when the Gemara, it's totally removed from the person's mind, because he's not planning to give it to his dog, he's not planning to, it'll make it develop into a chick. So the Tosha says it's Buxach Hosaran Kiss, the chick is valuable. You know, no reason to give it to the dog. It's a dead one, but it's not a dead one. It's growing into a chick. It's good. It's not to hate. So his shayla was, but I need the kinos. Can I gently shake it off and let not to endanger the chick? So he said that's a problem. Even if Shimon agrees to Muxa Machos Hasarin Kiss. I'm going to buy Reb Yosef. So why asked Reb Yosef? So it sounds like Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef said now that he heard, when Rabbi Yosef came and said, Allah, like Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yosef said, now I understand why Rabbi Bechana said Omru. But till now I wasn't sure whether Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda. Now that I hear from Rabbi Yosef that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. So before, when he quoted Rabbi Yehuda, he said that Rabbi Yehuda said like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda was just quoting the other people. Rabbi Yochanan himself wasn't saying his own opinion. But we're not for that. I'm not sure what Rabbi Yochanan holds. If I was his for the Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you already also agree that Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yehuda for other reasons? Why? Because ho Reb Abba Reb Asi iklu the bay Reb Abba the min chayfa. These two Amoroyim, Reb Abba and Reb Asi, came to Reb Abba the min chayfa's house. And Rabbi Ben Chaifa was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Menofel Menarta Aglim Yedir Rabasi. Rabasi put down his cloak, and a Menarta at some point in time fell on top of his glima.
It's
a Menarta. The lamp. So that's muksa. Well, tiltal up. Sorry, that Rabbi Chaifa. Well, we'll see. He didn't move it. My timer. Why didn't he move it? La mishum isn't it because Rabbi Asi tamidi the Rabbi Yochanan hava. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda sirele. He slay muksa. Apparently, he held a muksa. Probably got it from his rabbi. So this is Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaya, you can't bring a rai from that story. Menarta Kamarta, you bring a rai from the menorah. Menarta Shani, menorah is different. Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omer Rav Asi. That's Rav Asi talking actually. That her Rish Lakish Betzidin, the city of Tzidin, Rish Lakish gave the following psak halacha. He was Murray, he gave an opinion that menorah and he tells biyadoi achas is mutal l'taltul. Menorah can be moved with one hand. You're allowed to move. Mishteyadav, it's a large menorah which would take two hands to move it. Also l'taltul. That's what Rish Lakish said. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Oh, no, ain't lono ela b'ner, Krib Shimon. The only case in which you have a problem is the ner like Krib Shimon. Amanar ben nitla b'yodo yachas, ben nitla b'shayodo, is also the taltal. Even if it's moved by one hand, it's also to move. The time of mice, so where does that come from? In other words, I agree that normally the only case which is a problem is the only case we generally follow of Shimon, and therefore Nair creates its halachas when it's usher, when it's mutter. Nair, which is lit, is an usher, otherwise it's not usher. And Nair, which is not lit, is mutter to move. The menorah has another problem. There it is a problem that even if it's moved with one hand, you can't move it. The time am I. Why? So Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavayu, Ha'oba Adam Kiveya Lo Mokum. So there's a new type of a svara that in the world of Muksa, if a person, a menorah was like the standing lamp which you would keep to stand as opposed to a nair you put on the table. This was like a standing lamp. So the derech was to put it in one place and to leave it there. So that's like a muksa, that's like a intentionally putting it in one place and taking your mind off of it. This plays itself out in so even though theoretically right now it's klishim not the liser, and maybe theoretically right now it's not lit, and theoretically Karn Rav Shimon should be a problem, but if you're kveil lamokim, kveil lamokim. Even Rav Shimon agrees to that. Right, so that's a new svara. So menorah is, so now when the menorah falls on the glima, you got a problem. But that's no rider that he holds like Rabbi Huda. He said even Rav Shimon would agree to that.